Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Maple trees, you know how they tap the maple trees and get the, he owned a bunch of that stuff. He just owned all of that. And I'm thinking, you would never know that this man owned anything, because he was just that type of guy. He wasn't just out, you know, waving $100 bills and, you know, all that stuff. Very low key. In fact, Pastor will remember, he's the first one that sold $1,000 into our ministry. It was like $1 million. At the time, back in the, it was like a, oh, we have arrived now. We, God is good. But the global value system is going to shift. I'll say this with the global scoreboard, you know. You know, how score is kept today in the world is by bank balances.
Amen. Yes.
You know, on the scale, it's by bank balance. This message is going to really bless some of you, because money's always acted funny with you. But I hope to bring it out so you see why. And it'll erase some of the guilt that you've carried, thinking that God is not for you, or you just, you know, God is looking at your bank account and frowning.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. So the scoreboard is going to reach an expiration date. And God has been using a season of financial delay to train a remnant in the heavenly economy.
Amen.
Look at someone, tell them, God's training me,
in the heavenly economy.
I want to show you a verse, and then we'll continue this. Go with me to Genesis Chapter 47. And let me see, where is it? Verse 13. And this has to do with Joseph as he was raised up in Egypt. It says in verse 13, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they brought or bought. They gave all the money. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt. Is that the first time you've seen that, isn't it?
Amen.
Think about a moment. During this time, and this is a parallel type, money failed. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money fails. Okay, tell somebody, money will fail. Now remember, God is preparing a people before crisis. It ain't gonna fail tomorrow. Elon Musk prophesies 2036. It could be later than that. It could, but anyway. It's important for us to know, because machine productivity, machines are already taking a lot of jobs.
Amen. Amen.
And they're going to produce more than was needed. Ain't going to be no need for money. And the enemy, the Antichrist, will seek to establish a system of control. All right? So, let's take a look at the Joseph pattern. Joseph was trained through 13 years. At age 17, he was given the dream. And he was trained through 13 years of slavery and imprisonment. I want you to see something here. In that period of time, Joseph had zero assets. Amen. Yet God was getting him prepared to rule. Amen. He have a dime in his pocket. I'm ready. I've dropped the bike and run around here. Amen. Come on, see, I'm going to get your eyes on what's right. Amen. Amen. What God has done in you already. So he can entrust you with more, or what, entrust you whatever, what, whatever he wants to entrust to you, he can do it. Joseph has zero assets. But in that 13 years, what he did receive, he developed character to hear from God. Somebody hold up a big zero. He had nothing. A big donut. God didn't give him nothing. Everything he had was taken from him. But God was developing him to rule. Isn't that amazing? Some of y'all need to get excited. When the currency collapsed, the nation turned to the man with the wisdom. Amen. Yes. To the storehouse. They didn't turn to the man with the wallet. Amen. To the government, to the treasury. They turned to the man with the wisdom. Look at somebody and tell them, God's setting you up. Tell somebody else, God's setting you up too. Let me talk a little bit about the wilderness economy. Because your wilderness has been significant too. When we look at the wilderness economy, I titled this the oil economy. Out of 1 Kings 17. But that parallels the manna, I'm going to call it the manna system. See, the manna system was intentional. God fed Israel, and we know well the story. God fed Israel with manna from heaven every day. Daily bread, right? You could not store it. You couldn't hoard it. You couldn't build up a bank account. It was every day. And if you tried to save it, it'd be rotten the next day. God was untraining them. They lived 400 years under Egyptian slavery and bondage. And God had to untrain them to get them off of dependence on an Egyptian economy. Amen. The leeks and the garlics. To transfer them to him being their economy. Amen. Tell somebody, that's why you've been going through. Stop thinking God is frowning on you. God is preparing you. Amen. You know, some people, I can see you in the spirit. You look at your bank account and you think God mad at you because you're like Bartimaeus. But when you look at it through the eye of the Spirit, God has been preparing you. He got you off dependence, off of a balance. Feeling good because the balance is good. Some of y'all, you hadn't understood down through the years why you could never build up. People that don't have the integrity you have, gained big bank accounts, all kind of stuff. And here, it seems like every time you save something, it's gone. Now, I want to balance that out because, again, as I started this message, God is raising up entrepreneurs here that will have plenty. I'll talk about that too. So that nobody, this is a balanced message. We got those in here who God's going to raise up, who's going to have more than enough. But I'm talking to the ones now who seem like money been strange to them. Anybody ever had money act funny? Tell the truth, right? Money acting funny. What a slap it upside the head. That's God delivering you from dependence on a system that he's about to crash. So that strange relationship with money where it seemed like the math just don't add up, in spite of your character and your obedience, you tithe, you give, you do, and the math just don't add up. We're going to flip the script here because, see, the devil been trying to condemn you, make you feel bad. God says, no, I've been preparing you for something much greater. Tell somebody, it ain't a character flaw. And it ain't a curse. God's been protecting you. Now don't testify. I just can't keep no money. But no, this is why you this is why you ain't been able to keep no money. Don't testify that. It ain't a curse. It's not your character flaw. You love God. But God's been protecting you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.